Today here on AM Quincy, we are introducing you to the Quincy Coders. And they're a few years old now, founded back in 2022. So Kim Corrigan, the co-founder and president, and also the youth leader, Cameron Lear, here in studio to tell us who the Quincy Coders are, what they do, and how you might be able to get involved. So welcome to both of you. Thanks for coming on the show.
Well, thank you for having us.
Yeah,
it's been
a
long time.
Nice to meet you both, finally. I know we've tried to put this together for about a year or so. But surprise, surprise, kids have to go to school, so we couldn't do it during the school year. So it works out well during summer vacation, Kim,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely. So a little bit about who we are and how we kind of came about. I think it was a few years back now where my friend Alex, I met him on the school bus, you know, on a field trip, and he says, hey, would your son Connor want to study some coding? I was like, okay, this could be interesting. And I was very surprised and to learn that he not only was interested in the program, but he excelled. You could see wheels turning. He was trying to troubleshoot and whatnot. Essentially, I said, Alex, this is great. We need to roll it out to the community.
Okay, who's Alex?
And Alex Yip is the head of IT for our program, essentially.
Okay.
He is the mastermind behind a lot of the programs, working with youth leaders to come up with a curriculum and what to teach the kids on a weekly basis and whatnot.
Who's that? What's his last name?
Yip. Alex Yip.
Okay.
Is his name.
And is that what he does by profession?
Was in the industry, in the IT industry, along with his wife. So he and his wife has been instrumental and mentor to our high school students as well.
Okay. All right.
So we have maybe I can speak a little bit more about just who we are, and then Cameron could talk about, you know, some cool games that they do.
Yeah,
and
for
what,
sure.
What he does with the youth mentors and leaders.
That would be great.
But essentially, we offer a community program to the community where we teach kids how leadership and technical skills through coding, making fun games like Pac-Man or the Flappy Birds, you know, the classics.
So coding, what is coding? You know, let's get real basic here. What is coding?
I mean,
we should probably ask the younger generation. Exactly. What's coding, Cameron?
So coding is putting together a set of instructions, almost like a recipe, but if we were to speak English to the computer, it wouldn't understand, so we have to use its own coding language that it will understand. So it's basically translating a recipe, giving it to the computer as a set of steps. So like, if you want to make a game, like turn this way, switch your color to this way, you can do a bunch of different things.
And you do that by a series of numbers? Is that how that works? Telling the computer that I want to make the screen blue, for instance.
It depends on the programming languages. Each programming language has many different ways of doing it.
Okay, and you know all those, right?
No.
A lot of them.
There's probably at least 1,000 different programming languages.
Well, you've got plenty of time. You can learn them. So how did you get interested in coding?
So my mom, actually, she wanted me to try this program because she saw on like Facebook or something. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know anything about coding at that time.
Okay.
So when I joined, I was pretty confused, just like kind of like the students we are now. Like we all learn.
Yeah.
So I did the class. I barely passed.
Okay, all right.
I found an interest in it. So over the week before the next class, I found like a book about it from the library.
Paper and everything?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was motivated.
Yeah, I guess so.
So I used that book. Yeah. I made some of the things inside that book.
Oh, I see.
And then there was this one specific game that I actually kind of liked, so I decided to add my own changes into it, experiment around. So I did that for like a whole week, and then I eventually published my game online on Scratch.
Okay.
And then,
which is a platform, I'm guessing, for online.
Then apparently it got advertised or something, and then it started racking up views, like likes. And
you went viral.
I wouldn't say viral.
No. What's the name of your game?
It was Asteroid Breaker. Asteroid Breaker.
Asteroid Breaker. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It was some game from the book.
Interesting.
Yeah, I kept modifying it until I decided to move on to other games on Scratch because I knew I couldn't keep working on that one project for a long time.
Wow, good
so
for
I started you. Making many other big projects, and mm-hmm. that's basically how I just started growing from there.
Yeah, so you, I mean, you smile when you talk about it, so it sounds like you really enjoy it.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. What is it that you like about it?
I just like that I'm able to be creative, mm. I can make all sorts of stuff, and there's always new things I can learn. Like, if I can't figure something out, I always just try and learn a new way or take a break from it.
Sure. Kim, this must be music to your ears to hear how young people are so inspired and take the initiative and learning different mm-hmm. skills, right? Not just coding, but teaching skills as well, and critical thinking skills too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's the mission of our program, really, yeah. is to not only offer these soft skills, but hard skills that can be applicable on, you know, for our new program that we rolled out this past September was our high school program, where we offer high school students volunteer hours, but then at the same time, they can actually learn technical skills that they can put on their resume, put on the college applications, and yep. get that internship that they want. These are really critical skills to have, and not only are they able to apply these skills, mm-hmm. right, you can actually see that whether they like coding or not, you know, it's leadership in critical thinking, problem solving, those are really skill sets that's going to be applicable everywhere.
Exactly, not just coding, but yeah. wherever they end up, exactly. And in their personal lives as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
As well. So Quincy Coders, is it a separate school? Do you have like a government leadership and location? You know, how does it actually technically work?
Yeah, we are a nonprofit,
okay.
We're fiscally sponsored under BCNC right now.
Boston and Chinatown neighborhood.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and it was really through the help of Counselor at Large Nina Liang, who really advocated for our program.
Oh, I see.
And it's great to see community leaders that share our vision and our mission, what we're trying to do, because right now we are helping over 60% of families that are considered low income.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
And really to be resourceful to these families that are otherwise, you know, don't have any other resources to turn to, really offer an equal opportunity
yes.
to these families.
Sure.
So in the, you know, when we first started off, it was a little clunky. We were hopping around library to libraries
okay.
and whatnot,
okay.
but then really through the help of our community partner BCNC, that we're able to now have an office space down in use their office and conduct these classes on a weekly basis on Saturdays on right here on Hancock Street.
In Quincy Center?
In Quincy Center.
Okay.
That's correct.
All right.
Yes.
And about how many students would you say you have now?
I said that we were really extremely lucky that just this past year, since September, we had around 150 students
wow.
come through.
Okay.
Yes, it was amazing. So we now have broken out into semester programs. So we fully understand that you know there are sports conflicts and schedule conflicts and whatnot. Too, by breaking
Saturday
it up,
is everything.
Yes,
happens,
everyone's
yeah.
busy,
yeah.
right? So fully recognizing that.
Sure.
So offering opportunities for that. We used to have Wednesday classes as well for JavaScript. We might consider it again, but for the upcoming year, we only have Saturday classes right now.
Okay.
We also have a summer camp.
I was just going to ask, summer too?
Yeah, summer okay. camp is and we tried it out for the first year last year. It was
yeah.
very high demand.
Okay.
And this year, we actually met our number that we were hoping for.
Super.
So it's great.
Yeah.
In our high school program, I have to say that we have high school kids that have applied. We have over about 30 high school students mm-hmm. who applied to our program,
mm-hmm.
all over from Braintree, Milton, and North Quincy High and Quincy High.
Really? Okay.
Yes. And I really want to shout out to the counselors at QPS who's been instrumental in rolling out this program and partnering with us.
Yes.
That made it really successful.
That's great. So you're really offering, it sounds like there's a need that's not being met in other areas right now.
Yeah. yeah. And I think, I remember back in the days, you know, high school volunteers, you know, we filed books at the library.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
was how we needed. And those jobs are very much needed as well. But
yeah.
then we are able to kind of complement that volunteer hours with, you know, technical skills that they can put on their resume that are applicable.
Yes, yeah.
Right?
So do you have to do Quincy Coders? Do you need your own computer? I mean, what
yes.
do you provide for students?
Yes. Unfortunately, right now we don't have the resources to come up with computers.
Okay.
So we ask whoever enroll in our a program would come with their own laptop.
Yes.
And okay. then we teach Scratch, which is block coding. If you do this, then this happens and okay. stuff like that, right? Really fun games, like I think our most popular would be like the Pac-Man games, okay. where the Flappy Bird is a big one, right?
What is that? Flappy Bird?
Flappy Bird. You haven't played with those where, the, you know, like the Mario tunnels, the pipes come down and the birds fly through.
It's all
it's foreign those to 80s me. And 90s arcade games.
Oh, 80s and 90s.
Oh, yeah. Or the Pong, or the historical.
Oh, you know, thank Pong, you. Something right, I recognize, yes.
But those are like the classic. So we always start out with that. Everyone knows those. Okay. And be like, okay. You're like, and the point here really is to engage in these kids,
yeah.
make learning fun, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Make them curious. Oh, that's cool. How did you do that? And if I do this, does this change your color? Does
yes.
it, you know?
And trial and error, right?
Yes, yeah. trial
Which
and error.
Which is really the scientific method. I mean, you know, do this, what happens? Don't do that, what happens, right? That's,
yes.
that's science at its basics.
Yeah, right. Simple logic of like, you know, what happens if I do this? And
yeah.
just really testing it out. Like Cameron said, you know, he attempted to do several version of
yeah.
his upgrades. Now
yeah.
he's probably on version, you know, 20 or whatever
well,
it is, right?
Right? But the interesting thing is they're not afraid to try
yes.
and fail, right?
Yes.
And not so much fail, but,
yes.
but try something else if that's not what you wanted to happen, right?
Yes, so and the best part.
It removes the barrier, the fear
Exactly. The yeah. fear of trying and the remove the barrier of the fear of public speaking. Once these kids
oh, yeah,
learn,
that, right?
once these kids learn these to make these games,
yeah.
we invite them to try to share the games with the class.
Oh, okay.
And then you can hear that, you know, at the beginning.
How do I explain this to my class, right?
And, yeah. and that's a whole new level
oh,
of learning,
sure. yeah.
right? Once you learn something and you try to be able to teach it back to the class,
yes.
it's a whole new level. They are really, now the concept is really ingrained.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Interestingly, Kim, you're not very technically savvy, you admitted to me, right?
No. I am not.
Yeah.
I am not. I was a biology major. I, you know, this is not my background, but
yeah.
I love you know, working with these kids and
yeah.
seeing how their eyes light up
yep.
when they get something, right? Just being able to be curious. I have three kids,
yeah.
so all three of them are in the program.
Yeah.
And my third grader taught her first class, you know, just a few
wow.
months ago.
Really?
Right? So it's
so do you have like third graders teaching high school students?
I mean, oh no!
Oh.
So with the help of BCNC having multiple classrooms, we're
oh,
able to
okay.
break up the students
gotcha.
By their levels and the interest
okay.
and whatnot.
What's the youngest student? Yeah,
first grade.
Wow.
First grade.
Okay.
My first grader was in the class and just making very simple animations and stuff like that just gets them
yeah.
interested.
Okay. All right. So what does the future hold for somebody who codes? I mean, what does the job market look like for coding?
That's a very good question.
Yeah.
That's a very good question. A lot of people say, well, in the world of AI, do you really need coding? It's not about needing the coding aspect or the technical at that point.
Mm-hmm.
It's being able to understand the concept, right? It's
mm.
simple making sure that you kids continue to learn math
yeah.
instead of giving them the calculator, right? Everyone
oh.
can, you know, so
yeah.
just concepts of being able to understand and troubleshoot through, you know, different logics of things that's happening.
Yeah, okay, so writing, that's coding is writing, essentially,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
You're writing for computers, but it's still writing, so you have
yeah.
to form thoughts and sentences, as it were, right, for the computer.
Yep.
So you could translate that, I suppose, to other forms of writing.
Yeah,
if you
I think
to.
That it the you know what we teach now is going to be applicable. It's going to be useful for these kids in the upcoming years. Like I said, these
mm.
are mostly elementary school kids, middle school
yeah,
kids, and
yeah.
some high school kids.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, they will come out of the program feeling like, well, I've at least tried it,
mm-hmm.
whether I like it or not, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I learned leadership skills, soft skills
mm-hmm.
that they can apply.
Yeah.
And then all the things that, you know, maybe making a game of Pac-Man might not be applicable in job market, but the simple things of like they being able to understand the concept of how that's done
yes.
is going to be applicable.
Yeah.
Troubleshooting simple things at work, no matter what the industry is.
Well, that's
is.
For sure. Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Cam, what do you hope to do in the future?
I'm hoping to get a good job, like web development.
Web development, yeah.
And I believe that if you're truly passionate about coding,
mm-hmm.
and specifically this club, Quincy Coders, like if you were to get that on your resume, I'm sure that would definitely have people want to hire you more.
Okay.
Because if you're volunteering for, like, to help teach other kids, help make them leaders,
mm.
or lead classes on your own, that's definitely going to
could be a teacher,
company.
Right?
Yeah.
Could be a teacher. What grade are you in now?
I'm 7th. I'm going into 8th after the summer. So.
At which school?
Southwest still.
At Southwest. And have you taught a class at Quincy Coders?
Yes, I've taught probably countless.
I'm sorry, you've taught what?
Countless amounts.
Countless amounts of classes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And like many different days, many different years. Like,
yeah.
King.
Yeah, you're an old pro.
Cameron has been great with mentoring the younger youth leaders that are coming up, right? He's kind of helping them troubleshoot with the games, you know, working one-on-one with them. Mm-hmm. So he is one of the best leaders we have.
Oh, that's really nice. How does that make you feel, Cameron, to hear that?
Proud.
Yeah. So do you enjoy teaching or do you enjoy coding more or both?
I'd say like I'm also mainly caring about like what I can do in the future, but I also like helping others. Mm-hmm. But usually before you help others, you need to have that skill yourself. So that's why I usually want to focus on getting my skills like at least at a good level before starting to help others.
Yeah. You never stop learning, I can tell you that. Yeah, you always learn something new, absolutely. So, Kim, I'm curious about costs for Quincy Coders, you know, how that works and how long the program is.
Yes, so for our academic year, for our community program, we are offering low-income assistance, financial assistance.
Great.
All that can be found on our website as well, if those who qualify. And then for regular paying community person who wants to join the program is $200 for the semester and $400 for the year.
Okay.
So everything can be found on our website, quincycoders.org.
Okay. So, and how long is the semester?
We run from it's a regular academic year from fall to June.
Gotcha. Okay.
And our summer camp is starting in a week or
is
so.
It? Yeah, okay.
So it's going to be exciting. We're going to do something a little bit different than the simple coding JavaScript and whatnot.
Yeah.
We do 3D designs and printings
really?
And go into robotics and circuitries, and hopefully we're going to be rolling that into our community program soon.
Oh, very good. Okay. So is there a board of governors, directors with Quincy Coders, or is it pretty much you're it?
So the leadership team is myself, Kim Horrigan, and Alex Yee, and Jeannie Lee is Cameron's mom.
Oh, very good. Okay.
So the three of us are on the leadership team, and then we have a team of volunteer parents who help out as well.
I was just going to ask if there were volunteer opportunities.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
You don't have to be a coder to volunteer. We really need adults. Supervision, for some of these classes. At one point last year, we had 7 classes back to back.
Oh my goodness! Wow.
So if you would imagine that we do need a lot of adult supervision, just to make sure that things are running on time, you know, those simple things. These youth leaders are very mature. They
can see that. Yes.
they do a fantastic job of leading the classes themselves. So I myself am not a coder. So I just sit in the back, just making sure that we're
absolutely.
On time.
Yeah,
that's
the logistical part of it. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And safety, of course, and all those things. Is transportation provided or?
No transportation right now. Great thing is BCNC is walking distance from the Quincy T-stop, so we do have families that take the public transit.
Yes. Okay. Very good. Wow. It's breaking news. You've been around for about 3 years now.
3 years now.
Has there been like a graduation ceremony? Do you have a certificate that you get at the end of it?
We have to think about that. Last year we did do a little certificate for the youth leaders because of the fantastic job in the program. But I think we do keep records of how well the students do so that we are able to kind of promote them and keep on challenging them.
Mm-hmm.
So we do advance them to the next level. So we have level 0 all the way to level 3 in scratch coding, and then we have JavaScript. So as these kids kind of get built up their skill sets, mm-hmm. they eventually go into Cameron's class where they says where he says, this is the beginning, this is the end. Now you have to fill in what's missing, right?
Okay.
It gets a little harder.
Yes, the advanced class with Cameron, right?
Yeah, so the earlier classes are more like, you know, follow along, this Basics. Is what you do, yeah. and kind of get the basic concepts.
Yeah. Do they need a special computer?
We recommend just a Windows. That's okay. a little bit more user-friendly. Macs are fine, but it just gets a little clunky sometimes.
Okay, and does it need to be a newer computer?
A newer computer is better. I think a lot of problem we have is that older computers come with battery issues, and midway through the program, you're like, I need to charge.
You know, okay, so. Gotcha. All right. Just trying to give folks an idea
for what
they need. So it doesn't have to be just from Quincy then. Folks can be
We got a student from Whitman.
Wow, okay.
We got someone who applied from Lynn but had a schedule conflict. So this we're open to everyone. We're called Quincy Coders. We're based out of Quincy Coders.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Quincy, but we're open to the whole community.
Okay. You've got your Quincy Coders t-shirt
yes,
on.
Absolutely.
Power
yes.
of coding. Yes.
This was designed by Cameron.
Oh, very nice.
So,
very
yep.
nice. On computer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you code a program to create that design? No. You just did a graphic, right?
No.
He's laughing at me. He's asking silly
old person questions.
You can give me a class?
Yeah.
Well, what about for an older person, you know, of my generation?
That is something that we want to dabble on. Right, you know, we definitely want to expand this out more.
Okay.
We have parents who actually sat down with a JavaScript class. Anyone is welcome, contact us.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So it's not limited.
No.
Okay. Somebody maybe looking just for a hobby, perhaps, you know.
Absolutely.
Or career change, who knows?
Absolutely. Just being curious is what we encourage people to be. Yeah.
For instructors, do you need more instructors? Is there opportunity?
Yeah,
there?
I think that we really would love to expand our program. Some goals that we try to work on this year is really expand our curriculum into more robotics and circuitry, and kind of that engineering aspect.
Okay.
So volunteers with some sort of IT background or something are always welcome.
Sure.
We just really want to be good mentors to our high school students because a lot of them, you know, really want to figure out what they want to be when they grow up, right?
Yes,
yeah, just giving them a taste of what we offer can say, well, is this what you want, right?
Yep. So it's camera. Sounds like it's what you want. Would you say? Yeah. What would you say to your friends, your classmates who are interested in thinking about getting into coding?
Nowadays in generation, I don't really see that many that are interested. They're more interested in like games and their other new gen stuff. But occasionally there are some that get interested, mm-hmm. and sometimes I try to talk to them about this or teach them a little, like depends on like how interested they are or it's just like a casual person.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. But for you, this sounds like it's a good fit. Yeah. All right. Anything else we should add about Quincy Coders right now from either one of you?
Yeah, I think that right now we are really working through the word of mouth. We just started a marketing to the QPS. So we are actively reaching out to a community, like you said, looking for volunteers, not only with the coding background, but just as an adult supervising. Kids who want leadership skills, we're looking for youth leaders to follow in Cameron's footsteps, you know.
Right.
And we are looking for community partners, you know. We were very fortunate to partner with BCNC, but we're looking for physical partnerships as well to really sponsor and fund this program moving forward because we see a huge need, an unmet need in the community.
Yeah. Okay, very good. So the public schools sounds like they're supportive. Do they not have the resources right now to offer a curriculum?
We have done some partnership with them.
Yeah.
I think that more to discuss with them would be a good opportunity to expand this program.
Sure, okay. Anything else, Cameron, you want to share?
No.
How will you be spending the rest of your summer? Coding?
maybe coding, playing some games. Do like gaming too.
Yeah, okay, well, of course. Hey, everybody likes to play a game, right?
Yeah.
We do have some fun field trips planned for the summer camp.
Oh, really?
So that will be interesting.
Oh, where to?
We're going to MIT, Google.
Wow.
Those are the ones we've done in the past, and it's really cool that they show us what they do with that
right.
AI,
yes.
right? So some of those would be very interesting.
So do you need to code AI?
Yes.
You do.
Yes.
Okay.
You do.
So that might be an area you could explore further in the future, do you think?
Yeah, a long time ahead, but yeah, maybe.
Okay. Well, no pressure.
Or if it depends on if AI takes my job before I get the job.
Right. Good point. Seems already thinking ahead. Anything else? Just reach out?
Just definitely reach out to us. I think that... I definitely do want to shout out to our volunteer parents
sure.
who has put in a lot of time in the program, believing that we are making a difference in the community.
Yeah.
I hope that people thanks everyone who has participated and tried out our program. I think that we would love some feedback to see how we can improve
okay.
Because we're just getting started. This is the tip of the iceberg.
Yes. Yeah. We've got you here first. So let folks know about it. Great.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. Cam, anything else you'd like to share?
I don't know, nothing for me.
Not right now. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll catch up with you in a couple of years, and you'll have your own AI company, I'm sure.
Thank
you both. Thank
you,
Joe. A lot of pleasure. You're very welcome. And good luck in the future, Cameron.
Okay. Thank you.
And thanks for watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. I'll see you next time.